across Wisconsin from Civic Media. This is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6:06 on this Tuesday morning, August 13th, 2024. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or through the Civic Media app, or watching us on social media, or listening on demand by podcast. We appreciate you taking us along to get your Tuesday going. I've got a question for you. Do you have a plan to vote today? Do you have a rough time when you think you're going to get out and head to the polls? Are you sitting there kind of all smug right now and going, I already voted because I listened to you, Pat, about, you know, how easy and convenient it is to vote by absentee or absentee in person. However it is, however you vote, have that plan, especially if you haven't yet. Polls will open 53 minutes from now, and they will be open until 8 o'clock tonight everywhere in Wisconsin. Even if there's no primary race where you are. Maybe there's no congressional primary. Maybe there's no legislative primary. Or for some of the other offices out there. There are still two things on your ballot that you've got to go address. The constitutional amendment, two of them, proposed by Republicans running the legislature that would let them bottle up federal money when it comes to Wisconsin. If they sneak these things through today, it's going to make emergency federal aid a lot tougher to distribute and allow them to play politics with the money. So yeah, you have a role to play today in those constitutional amendment proposals. If you need information on what's on your ballot or where to go vote or how to register, go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. What else are we talking about today? Well, we've got Farm Technology Days starting in about 3 hours. The grounds will open near Cadott. The Farm Technology Days edition for 2024 will be here in Chippewa County. And we'll be visiting in our second hour with Hans Breitenmoser. By and large, we will be talking about the topic of tariffs and farmers. And tariffs sounds like you're going to get some very boring civics lesson. But the fact of the matter is, understanding tariffs means understanding that Donald Trump's support of them is a way to make him look tough on trade. But all it does is make things worse for Wisconsin farmers and raises prices for American consumers. So we'll talk to Hans a bit about that. We'll talk to Chad Holmes about what is happening with his show on Bull Falls Radio, which follows this one in the Wausau area as part of the Civic Media Radio Network. Brittany Merlo has the forecast and more. Sharita Booker will be here, our social media manager, to tell us about some of the more popular stories that you've been clicking on, reading, and sharing through the Up North News social media sites. And Christina Lurie will have a little visit about some of the uplifting things that she likes to write about in our daily newsletter. You have a role to play here. You can join us along the way at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can put a note on social media on the Up North News YouTube page or on the Up North News Facebook page or the Civic Media Facebook page. And it is on one of those Facebook pages that Brian writes, it would be helpful to explain again why there are two places to vote for the congressional seat in the 8th District that Mike Gallagher abandoned. That is an excellent question, Brian. Thank you for reminding me to explain that to folks. In Northeast Wisconsin, Mike Gallagher didn't just decide not to run for another term. He up and quit. He just quit. Left the seat open. And that seat, the way that he timed his departure was so that there couldn't be a special election right away. And the seat would basically sit there open until next January. And it would go to the winner of this November's election. Well, Governor Tony Evers said not so fast and called a special election so that the person who wins the special election will serve at least from November till January. So instead of going, you know, 6-7 months without a congressional representative, it'll only be until November. And then somebody will fill that in. Now, theoretically, the same person that voters are going to select in the special election to serve in November and December will also be the person they select to serve the full term starting in January. Though that's not necessarily so. Somebody could vote for one candidate one time and a different candidate in the other race. But, you know, really, this is just about making sure that there is representation for that congressional district. There are three Republicans running in today's primary, and then the winner of that will run against Dr. Kristen Lierley on the Democratic side for that 8th congressional district. So again, if you have questions or other comments about today's election, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Down in beautiful Waukesha today, where, I don't know, maybe there's a light ribbon of fog there too, as there is here, there's a man in a Roy Kent whistle, whistle t-shirt, and that would be one Greg Bach. Mr. Bach, good morning.
Whistle, whistle! There you go. I didn't just scream that directly into the microphone. You're welcome, everyone.
I was going to say, it's always, what's the proper distance back from the microphone?
My voice is real loud. See, I had a real loud voice, Pat. I can really project. right now, there's no fog. There's no anything. It's just, it's cool out. It's sunny. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's quiet. I'm liking it.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm liking it very much. I saw just kind of a sad statistic the other day.
What?
I think it was Sunday. Sunday was our last sunset after 8 p.m. until next May. I'm like, no. Oh. I really like this time from May to August where we get the, you know, sunsets at 8, 8.15, 8.30, 8.40. I love them.
I do too. I love a late. Sunset. I love a June. I always say this, a June Tuesday where it's 9 o'clock and it's still light out and you're just like sitting on the porch and we're going to have to wait until
it's going to be May.
I know. It's just so.
Thank you, Justin.
I don't know. It's just, but yeah, I mean, I drove in this morning. I noticed usually I can turn my headlights off before I get to the station because it's light out. Now I can't do that because it's getting staying darker. So,
yeah, it is.
Welcome to the same time that's been timing us every year.
Oh, I know. It's always like, oh, this really snuck up on us. No. It always happens this time of year.
Yeah.
They were like, my barber yesterday was saying, oh, gosh, you know, only 3 weeks left in summer. I'm like, yeah, that's like all of August. We still have a chunk of August, and most of September is going to be nice, so we will be okay.
A little off the sides, Frank. When I want your weather report, I'll ask for it.
We don't. No, there's no winter storm warnings that are coming. We're okay. And it's funny. I've had the same barber for 28 years now.
Yeah.
And he was a young man just starting out his shop when he got going.
Yeah.
I think we're both around the same age because I was around 30 and he had to be approaching 30. And now here we are, you know, we've talked about raising little kids and then teenagers, and now we're talking about retirement, and it's and by the way, in case anybody's has any doubt, yeah, he's been giving me the exact same haircut for 28-29 years now, but it's consistent, you know. I better than having me do it, you know.
Let me guess, when you come in, well, if you were, he doesn't have to ask anymore, he just does the haircut.
He just does it. Oh yeah.
But a little off the sides, trim it down, take a little off the top, part it. You know,
yep. That's it.
That's a pretty easy haircut. But it's a nice haircut. You got a good head of hair there, Pat Kreitlow.
It's just give me the 70s game show host haircut, please. And that's what I end up getting because this hair hasn't. The only thing that is different is the volume in the late 70s, early 80s. I mean, it would grow like a helmet.
Oh,
instantly.
I know. I saw the video.
Oh, that's right. You did see that video of me as a college freshman. That was very unfortunate. But We have some creative listeners who know how to scour the internet or do opposition research back when I was running for office.
He'll never run for office again. Look at this hair.
It's amazing. No, when you run for office, man, they will scour and they will find the most unflattering photos to use in TV commercials. I mean, there's not a lot of us out there that can say, in all honesty, that we have had millions and millions of dollars spent on TV commercials to make us look bad. I'm in a very select group of people that can say that. And if you come out the other side and you don't completely hate the world, you know, then you're healthier than others who might go through that path. So yes, I will take my silly looking haircut and I will be just fine.
There you go.
And then I went to lunch with some friends, again, all about the same age. And we had to laugh because, again, we weren't looking to do it. But at some point, we realized the first thing we started talking about was, so when are you looking at retiring? When are you looking at retiring? And it's not going to be at least for another 2 to 4 years. But the fact that it's even a discussion would make this group of friends from 5 and 10 years ago just laugh or groan or roll their eyes. But that is, you know, that's where we've come to this point.
To be able to have that discussion is absolutely amazing, if you ask me. So.
Well, that's just it. You know, there are people who, for financial or health reasons or whatever, you know, they can't make a plan like that to retire. So, once again, I know that I'm lucky, but I also know that for folks who are thinking about retirement, there is this discussion, and I didn't mean to get this deep this early in the morning, but it's not about just sitting in a rocking chair. And of course, unless you're independently wealthy, you're not going to be going on around the world, you know, vacations all the time either. But they want what they do in retirement to have some meaning. You know, they want to do something. They don't want to work for the man. Yeah. You know, they don't want to work, climb the corporate ladder, but they want to do some good in the world. And, I was encouraged by that. We need more of that because our politics is so cynical. Our media is so cynical that it's nice to know that people are thinking, hey, as I'm getting in my 60s, if I have my health, I want to do some good things out there. Yeah. So I would like to encourage that.
Yeah.
Or just go to more Brewers games. Hope things turn out better than they did, you know, last night against the Dodgers. We'll have details on that coming up. We'll tell you about the things in this morning's Up North News Daily newsletter. But we'll kick things off with Sherita Booker, our social media manager, about some of our more popular posts of the past week. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin, on this Tuesday morning when you're here, you're up north. Live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're back on Up North News Radio with Sherita Booker, our social media manager. You can see all of our various posts on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and whatever they're going to, you know, do next. We've got the newsletter. We've got the website. We got this radio show even. But she takes care of all the social media postings. And once a week, we like to review what some of the more popular ones were from the past week or so. Sherita Booker, good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. So let's dive right into it. And I am proud to say that this week's list begins with yours truly. I finally made Sherita's list of popular posts, and it was kind of all about the rally that they held in Eau Claire. Yay me.
Yeah, so as you all know, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz held a rally in Eau Claire last week, and some of our Up North News team, Pat and Selena, had boots on the ground down there and talked to dozens of excited voters, and you'll be seeing more of those clips flooding our social media soon. That post had almost 2,000 likes on our TikTok, and the comment section was filled with blue hearts. Anissa left a comment and said, "I'm so in awe of the factual statements given by the people you spoke with. Honestly forgot what that was like listening to Trump supporters." And Tracy said, "Check your voter registration status. Harris Walz 2024.
You know what? You know what else was on there, though, that didn't for me and Selena? Here's one from Katrina that says, "Pat Kreitlow and Selena Heller, I feel like I'm watching TV 13 from when I was a kid." I'm like, oh, Katrina, that's fine. I'm old now. I can take that. But for Selena is now getting comments of, oh, I watched you on TV when I was a kid. When, you know, Selena barely looks, you know, 30 herself. It's just hilarious. But thank you, Katrina. We appreciate the familiarity. And it was almost worth the sunburn that we got as being part of all of that. But the main point of the post was that people are very happy with the Democratic ticket so far, especially the addition of Governor Walz. A lot of people did not know him prior to this. And so they got to know him, and they right away honed in on this guy is about as Midwestern dad as it gets. And we had posts that generated a lot of buzz as a result.
Yep. So we had a tweet from Brittany, or hey, I'm Brittany. She said, the only thing we have to worry about with Tim Walz as VP is how long it will take him to say his goodbyes at an event. And then we had another tweet from Alex Wright, who said, just a Wisconsin dad picking up the mower from the shop in the minivan, excitedly texting the other dads about how much Tim Walz rules in the parking lot. And then we also had some comments after that. And Jessica said, loving all the love from the Midwest with this pick. And Shell said, yes, he's totally reminds me of my Wisconsin dad.
There's no doubt that he has struck a chord that way, because we don't see enough of that. We're seeing a bunch of, you know, cranky guys that are in politics. And here's one that's much more like our friends, our neighbors, our dads, our uncles, you know, and he just is. He's so likable that in one of the tweets that you put up, somebody put up, I can't stress how much Tim Walz is like every small town person's dad across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan. I'll bet you didn't even know I slid a photo of my own dad in there. That's how uncanny it is. And I look back and I'm like, son of a gun, those aren't four pictures of Tim Walz. Those are three pictures of Tim Walz and one of this guy's dad, because he fits in so well.
Absolutely. That's hilarious.
But let's get to the Midwestern quirk for just a minute here, because we all have that thing. One of my things is when it's time to wrap up something, these words always come out of my mouth. Well, I suppose, you know, I don't slap my knee like some people do. I don't do the Midwestern goodbye. I don't take 20 minutes, but I always kind of started with, well, I suppose. So Sharita, what would you say is your most Midwestern personal quirk?
Mine would be ranch dressing.
Ranch
I love
dressing.
It. I that's the only salad dressing I usually have. And I dip my pizza in it every time with Red Hot, but it's so good.
I totally see that. I mean, I don't, but I know people talk about it all the time. And I just think that for people that put ranch on pretty much everything, you're my people. I mean, I've had each of my four grandkids at some point when they're very little has figured out that if they're given, like, I don't know, a carrot stick or whatever, and some ranch dressing or a French fry, they quickly realize the piece of food, you know, like the French fry, is just a vehicle. And they just start shoveling in the ranch dressing, and they don't bite off, you know, the French fry or whatever it is. They've learned to love it at an early age. And so those are some good Midwestern kids out there.
Yep, my kids too. They love ranch, and they will only have like cold veggies if it's dipped in ranch. They don't even like broccoli and carrots like hot. They just want it like just a little side of a tray with veggies and ranch to dip it in.
Yeah, and you know what? If it gets them to eat their veggies, then we will absolutely take it. All right, let's look forward here, because coming up this weekend, the Brewers will be playing, and when they do so, you know, there's giveaways all throughout the season. And so in Saturday's game, the evening game against the Cleveland Guardians, there will be another giveaway. I think this one's going to be pretty popular, Sharita.
Yep, broadcaster Bob Uecker is being honored by the Brewers with his very own Harry Doyle Bob bobblehead this weekend. And he's been broadcasting with the Brewers for 54 seasons now. And some of his most memorable ad-libs include, this guy threw at his own son in a father-son game. And Haywood crushes one towards South America.
And he, you know, actually ad-libbed some of those lines in the major league movies that he did. And he was just perfect. He was absolutely the perfect choice for that. And yeah, 54 seasons later, he gets another bobblehead, this one, the Harry Doyle one, which is going to generate some good attendance at this weekend's Brewers game. Sharita Booker talks about that and so much more in all of our various Up North News social media posts. Sharita, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too, Pat.
All right, let's see. Before we can get there, though, we've got to get through this Dodgers series. Mookie Betts is back in the Dodger lineup. He homered. He drove in three runs to mark his return from having a broken left hand. And Shohei Ohtani also homered for the Dodgers as they beat the Brewers last night 5-2 in the first game of a four-game series at American Family Field. Clayton Kershaw struck out six for his first win of the season. So, yeah, the Dodgers are healthy again, just in time for the Brewers series. Yay. He allowed one run over 5 2/3 innings in this battle between two different division leaders. The Dodgers are tied with the Orioles and the Cleveland Guardians for the best record in Major League Baseball. So we already knew this was going to be a big test for the Brewers. Ohtani took one 424 feet away from Freddy Peralta in the fifth inning for already his 36th home run of the season. Colin Ray will go for the Brewers this evening. Gavin Stone for the Dodgers. And first pitch on that one is again at 7:10. So 6:35 is the pregame on stations, on some of the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. And then there is our daily newsletter. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. Christina has a story in there about famous shows set in fictional Wisconsin, like Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley. But there are some others as well. How well do you know them? Take a look at the newsletter to find out more. And also, there's an article there from me about why today's election matters, getting in a bit more to the proposed constitutional amendments. Now, when we come back, Christina will be here to talk more about some of the other uplifting stories that she writes about in our daily newsletter. So catch that. And today's history lesson coming up in about 20 minutes as well. First, the Midwest Farm Report on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our conversation continues on Up North News on this Tuesday morning. Christina Lori joins us, as always, to talk about some of the uplifting stories, some of which you'll find in our daily newsletter. Sign up on our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Happy Election Day, Christina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Pat?
Very good, thanks. Are you an Election Day voter, day of, or are you an absentee or in-person absentee voter?
Okay, so I love absentees for anyone that wants to go that route, but I'm in it for the sticker. So I'm an in-person day of voter.
You will adjust your schedule and work around that as necessary to get a sticker.
Yeah, if you want me to show up anywhere, just tell me you give me a sticker. That's my in.
Is this like any freebie, like a lollipop or something, or a sticker is that like the thing?
No, I'm kind of kidding, but I do like my Election Day stickers. I actually put them all. During COVID, I had just gotten a new passport that January, which was kind of mean. So it didn't have a lot of stamps in it. So I started putting my just like I voted stickers on the back of it. And now I have a lot of them. And that's pretty much all that the passport has been used for. But it is my Election Day ID / sticker hub.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all kidding aside, that plenty of people take that little sticker seriously. And I mean, why is that? There's some people that maybe don't get it. So explain the pride that comes with having that little sticker on during the day.
Well, I feel like you might have just been overhearing the conversation that I literally was just having with my younger brother moments ago, because he is 27, recently turned 27. And I told him, I was like, you really need to start taking elections seriously. He always votes. And, he doesn't have any radical beliefs or, any sort of like crazy political motivations, but he just doesn't take it very seriously. I mean, he's not even super excited about the stickers. He does it because he has to. And I just was telling him, we have an uncle who's in the military currently. We have our grandpa was a Marine during the Korean War. Our grandma's brother stormed the beaches of Normandy on D-Day. we have a lot of, you know, I was trying to localize it for him. You know, all politics is local.
That's right. And
we had these people that in our family that literally could have died. We could not be here if they didn't defend our country and defend this right to vote. So, you know, I know that sounds so like macro, big picture, but it is really true. And what's more consequential to me when I was thinking about it is that whoever wins president this November, they're going to be president of the United States on our country's 250th birthday.
Right.
And I just think, you know, somewhere in the great beyond where George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson and FDR are all hanging out, you know, I want them to be proud of the country that they helped create. So right. That, you know, that's something to keep in mind. Like, who do you want in office, both as president and as your local representatives? You know, well, who do you want representing 250 years of America?
Not to mention that person will be president and presiding over the next Summer Olympics 4 years from now in Los Angeles.
Yes, I was actually thinking of it. It would be kind of cool, I would imagine, as someone who was born and raised in California, for Kamala to experience that. Mm-hmm. Like your home state hosting the Olympics. It would be exciting anywhere. I remember I was a little kid. I have a lot of family in Atlanta. So we went to the 96 games. I was only 2 at the time. So my memory is mainly from pictures. But we went to the opening ceremony and Bill Clinton was there. That was a cool memory.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot behind that little sticker. And again, if anybody needs information on where to vote today, what's on your ballot, if you're not registered, you know, we have information on our website, upnorthnewswi.com. But the single best place for any voter in Wisconsin to go, myvote.wi.gov. So
let's talk about something more fun.
The Brewers are in the middle right now of a long homestand, but again, you know, have been consistently in first place for a long time now. And usually by, you know, a good 4, 5, 6 game cushion. We've got a little ways to go yet, but that window is shrinking where some other team in the Central Division can catch up to, am I right to put these youngins, these kids that we've got on the team who are doing so well?
They really are. I mean, really, Jackson Churio is just the unsung hero of the past, you know, ever since the All-Star break. He's just been on fire. He recently became the youngest Brewer ever to hit 2 homers in 1 game. He's only 20 years, and he's not even 20 and a half yet. That's how young he is. Yeah. But you're right. It's incredible. And just for any, there are 2 types of Brewers fans. There are the fans that enjoy watching the game. They just seem to always be optimistic. And then there seems to be this, I don't know if it's a large percentage or if they're just loud, but people that keep saying, oh, it's only insert month here, you know, yeah, they're going to choke soon. And I don't think that's a fun way to be. And to any of those people who are listening, I love that you love the Brewers, but I want you to keep in mind that you could be a White Sox fan and things could be a lot worse for you, because during the entirety of the Olympics, the White Sox only won 1 game. So
I like how we always have the White Sox to make us feel better this year.
It does. Just like in relation, just think you could have lost 21 consecutive games and you didn't. So you had that opportunity. I mean, it's history.
See, I feel like it's been good to kind of lure you, you know, win you over to the Brewer side of things, because in our last segment, we talked to Sherita Booker and we were talking about how this coming Saturday, the game against the Cleveland Guardians will be Bob Uecker bobblehead night, the Harry Doyle bobblehead from the movie Major League. So it's not just the team, but again, the energy and the enthusiasm about Bob Uecker, there's just so much going right with the club this year.
That's the thing. And also, coming up soon, I actually bet Sherita will probably talk about this next week, because I expect it to be a high trending story on our website. The Brewers have a new documentary that's about the 1982 World Series. It's called Just a Bit Outside. Of course, another play on a line from the Uke. And that's going to premiere in 12 Marcus theaters at the beginning of September, right after Patriot Day. So that'll be something fun for fans to look forward to. Reminisce about the old while hopefully still being in the hunt for this year's World Series.
Yeah, we really could still be there. I hate to give another unfavorable comparison to Chicago, but it reminds me as well.
Kick us while we're down, Pat.
Yeah, well, you know, the Packers not that long ago had their family night, and I guess the Bears recently had, I think they call it Family Fest or something like that, and the crowd size, you know, at Soldier Field versus Lambeau Field was just kind of, it was just kind of sad.
Okay, so I actually bring this up to my parents a lot too, because I am slowly, it's the last thing to go, but it's hard to hate these Packers. I just love Jordan Love. I love his energy that he's brought to the team. Seems like they have so many young guys that are so promising too. So I actually brought this up to my dad, and my dad always, he's, you know, going to stand by his Bears, but he did point out, which I do think is fair, is that the Bears family night is not hosted on a Saturday evening at night like Green Bay's is. Mm-hmm. And he also points out that it was hosted around Lollapalooza, which is a giant event in Chicago. There's not much else going on in Green Bay. So I just feel like I need to present both sides of the story here and defend my Bears a little bit. Although you can't argue with the energy that's at Lambeau on family night. It's no. So electric. It's so fun. And also shout out to this random kid from Waupun. He caught 3 footballs in a row from that, like the punting simulator that the Packers have. Mm-hmm. And he caught all 3 without dropping any of them.
See, the future is now.
The future is bright. Sign him now. That's not with right. Her. Sign him.
Let's get that kid some guaranteed money so he sticks around. So plenty of uplifting stories in our newsletter. You can sign up over at upnorthnewswi.com to get all the latest and greatest and the most uplifting and the most current and everything else about it. Christina Lurie, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, back to Election Day today. It's 6:44 now on Up North News Radio, and a good text reminder from Matt in Germantown to bring your ID. You will need an authorized form of identification to vote at your polling place today, and if you are registering to vote, if you have moved recently, it is always a good idea to bring along proof of residence, and that is... Why is that important? Well, because when you're registering to vote, you're registering to vote in a particular geographic area, in this assembly district or in this congressional district. And so they want to make sure that not only you are who you say you are, but that you actually live in the district where you're voting. So again, myvote.wi.gov will let you know about the forms of ID that you can bring and the proof of residency documents, things like a utility bill, you know, with your name and address on it and things like that, that are very important, along with, of course, those constitutional questions. Oh, and one more thing about, because it's a primary, you can only vote in one party's primary, all right? So everybody is voting on the constitutional amendment questions. But then there is there's a choice at the top of the ballot or somewhere near the top of your ballot that says, now, are you voting in the Democratic primary, in the Republican primary, in, you know, with one of these other parties? Because primaries are restricted to, you know, people who just want to vote in that party slot. So Eric Hovde, for example, is actually in a primary today. It's just that he's been talked about so much and he's put so many millions of dollars into it already that the other two Republican candidates have received no attention, probably haven't done much campaigning either. But technically, there is a primary for U.S. Senate. But if say you're in the 3rd congressional district and you want to vote for Eric Hovde in the Republican primary, you can't then go into the Democratic primary in the 3rd congressional district where you have Rebecca Cook, Trina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson, the 3 Democrats running. You're either voting in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary. And sometimes that can get to be a real issue. Now, I don't know the local races in the 3rd congressional district, but there might be, say, there's the Democratic congressional primary, but maybe the Republican primary for sheriff in a particular county is the de facto general election because there's no Democrat running in November. But you can't vote in that one if you're voting in the Democratic primary. So just be aware of that and then make your own decision as far as, you know, which one you're going to participate in, but don't try to do both, because otherwise your ballot just won't be counted at all. Now to the balloting for November 5th, and look who's back on the dumpster fire, formerly known as Twitter. It would be Donald Trump, whose own tiny social media network has never been anything but a grift in the first place. And for a guy that really hated Elon Musk, and Elon Musk didn't like him, he initially supported Ron DeSantis in the primary. Musk had kicked Trump off of Twitter, way back in the day. Now suddenly they're buddies again. They're bros. And they tried to have an audio interview on what you would call Twitter Spaces. But again, much like the Elon Musk attempt to interview Ron DeSantis, filled with technical glitches and delays and either terrible voice quality, or Trump was slurring, one or the other or both. And it was not in any way, shape or form what you would call an interview. It was just a series of softball questions, and then Trump usually saying something wrong or lying in all of the answers. There wasn't really any news that was shared in terms of positions at all. And it was something where Musk said he was not going to conduct an adversarial interview. He wanted to help open-minded, independent voters to, quote, catch a vibe. God, Greg, if we could just, if I could just do one thing with this year, it's to get rid of the word vibe. It's
You saying it in sarcastic tones, you're not helping.
I know I'm not. And I know. But I heard on one of the newscasts on TV about, it's that time where we're all watching the polls. No. We're not watching polls. We want you to tell us about issues.
Yeah.
Not vibes, not polls. How things are going to affect us. Oh, well, they won't do it. We will. That's what we got the show for. Today's history lesson. Get happy, Greg. Get happy, damn it.
I'm happy.
Remember when the Partridge Family singing Get Happy was enough to get you happy? It was a different time then. There was, some would say, a different vibe. There were good vibes.
What are you doing?
Back in the day.
What are you doing?
I'm mockingly using vibe again and perpetuating its use in culture, and I apologize. Danny Bonaducci is a senior citizen today.
Oh.
Happy 65th birthday to Danny Bonaducci.
I'm honestly, like, in all seriousness, I'm glad he made it, because he had a lot of dark years and rough times, and he's made it, and that's fantastic. So
that is true. Yeah. He had a very rough and abusive upbringing, and then he abused himself and was not really good with other people, and then somehow came out the other side, more or less. He's done a lot of morning radio and things like that. He last I read, was it a year or two ago, decided to finally retire from radio as well, and was relocating to a retirement place someplace. So good on Danny.
Yep.
Made it to 65.
There you go.
It was on this day in 1961, during the height of the Cold War, that East Germany closed the border between the eastern and western sectors of Berlin to thwart attempts to escape to the west. It led to the construction of the Berlin Wall, which would be there until 1989. We're kind of working in chronological order today. We had Danny Bonaducci, born in 1959. The Berlin Wall started going up this day in 1961. This day in 1964, the Supremes were at the Motown Studios, and they recorded this little ditty. Sixty years ago today, Baby Love was recorded at the Motown Studios. On this day in 1889, William Gray of Hartford, Connecticut, was granted a patent for a coin-controlled apparatus for telephones. So yeah, the payphone was patented this day in 1889. And I really seriously wonder how many people now, where's the age cutoff where a majority of them would look at a payphone and go, I have no idea what this thing is. I have no idea how to use this.
If I see a payphone, I'm like, oh, there's one.
Yeah. On this day in 1965, the Beatles released an album with Ticket to Ride. And, well, here was the title track to tell you what it was.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
So the Help album released this day in 1965. Let's move ahead to 1966, which became an instant summer classic. You can't have any media retrospective talking about the summertime, especially in urban areas, without hearing from the Lovin' Spoonful.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
Summer in the City would be the number one hit for 3 weeks starting this day in 1966. On this day in 1973, Lynyrd Skynyrd released their debut album. And I love the title of their debut album. The album is called Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd. And it already included what would become classics, A Simple Man, Tuesday's Gone. And if you ever wondered when this song first came on the scene, it was on this day in 1973 that you first started hearing the organ. But mostly, of course, this was known for the guitars here at the start of Freebird. And I'm going to talk over this a little bit simply because, you know, Grandpa's got a story here. This song, this was the original. This is the studio version. But then there's the live version on the, is it called the Golden Platinum album? Something
I
like that?
I believe so, yeah.
There's the live version. And the live version was something like 17 minutes, 30 seconds, something mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were working at the college radio station at UW-Eau Claire, WUEC, which was at the time in the Fine Arts Building there on Water Street. And at the time, there was a McDonald's across the street on Water Street. And you could drop the needle on this record, and that would give you plenty of time to get over, get across the street, get your cheeseburger and fries and shake, and make it back over somewhere still in the midst of the full guitar solo. So thank you, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Thank you, Lynyrd, for letting me get to the bathroom in time and get back to the booth.
It was also used as a bathroom break song. Yes, can't deny that. Tony writes in on YouTube, slight correction, this song is famous for my legendary air guitar. I'm sorry, I stand corrected.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
That
air guitar.
Oh, like there's not an American male that hasn't done air guitar to this song. Don't tell me you're one of them.
I mean,
everybody has.
Pat, when I'm doing air guitar, I'm playing the parts in my head because I can play the parts. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. So air guitar, whatever. It's right up there with like, I play a lot of Rock Band. Shut up!
Let's see, back to birthdays here. Here's somebody that was gone way too soon. Dan Fogelberg was born in Peoria on this day in 1951.
Oh, no. Hold on one second. The song went away.
Come back here, Dan.
Dan, don't go anywhere. Give me 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and there we go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Dan had several hits on the Adult Contemporary chart back in the day, in the late 70s and the early 80s. You hear him every Christmas time with the song Same Old Lang Syne. Leader of the band, Run for the Roses, Heart Hotel, and this one.
God, Fogelberg's so good.
And very, I would say he had some of the most poetic lyrics. If you just go back and look at the lyrics of some of his hits, again, you're going, oh, these are really schmaltzy, it's just slow, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but look at the lyrics.
Yeah.
They're really good. Let's see. And then a couple of quick notes here. Beyonce's album Renaissance went to number one in America this day 2 years ago. It made her the first female solo artist to have her first seven albums top the charts. But okay. But guess then she broke it earlier this year. Cowboy Carter, her eighth studio album, released this past March, debuted at number one. So she's still the first female solo artist to have her first eight albums all went to number one on the album chart. Not a bad record.
Not bad at all.
Oh, there's this one, Break My Soul's from Renaissance. And this will take us into the break for news and back with more of the second hour of Up North News Radio right after this on the Civic.